The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It is great to have you with us today, as we wrap up the final broadcast week of the year 2021, and we are live from our Southern Command here in Memphis, Tennessee. We've got a great show for you today. As a matter of fact, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be speaking to the guy who had the infamous conversation with Joe Biden on Christmas Eve. We're going to be talking with Jared Schmeck. He's going to be here on the program in just a little bit, just a few minutes, actually, this hour of the program. So you're going to want to stick around and maybe even give him a word of encouragement. They've got the mainstream media going after this guy. As a matter of fact, there are calls from some in the mainstream media to actually have the FBI investigate Jared Schmeck. They think he broke the law by telling the president of the United States, let's go, Brandon. It's unbelievable, but there are actually people in the mainstream media who are calling for the FBI to investigate this poor guy out in Oregon who pranked the president of these great United States. MSDNC, Nicole Wallace, has actually suggested that what this guy did was akin to the insurrection on January the 6th. Take a listen. Cut number six.
Let me tell you why this matters. The asymmetry has always been what advantages the Trump right more than anything else. And the asymmetry of saying F you to a sitting president on a call in front of your four kids. Don't look past this. Don't look at this as a story about giving airtime to a MAGA guy who goes on Steve Bannon's podcast and said, I wasn't joking. Not only did I say F you, Mr. President, I said more than that. This is the slow motion insurrection, Jason, in full color.
No, the only person saying F you, Mr. President, is Nicole Wallace on MSDNC. The dad did not say F you. The guy said, let's go, Brandon. And now that is some sort of a criminal offense in the United States of America. Meanwhile, all these other folks on CNN, MSDNC, the New York Slimes, all of them out there saying F you, Donald Trump. They have no problem with that. They have no problem with you getting out there and attacking the president, the former president of the United States. No problem whatsoever. But heaven forbid a clever dad in Oregon slip in a let's go Brandon, and all of a sudden it becomes some sort of a federal crime. So we're going to be talking with Jared Schmeck, and we've got this guy's back. We're going to be standing alongside this guy as he fights for his rights, his right to free speech in America. But man almighty, and we told you yesterday they were going to come after this guy, and they are. I mean, they're calling for local investigations. They've doxed the guy. They want him fired from his job. Unbelievable what's happening in this country. So, look, we've got some video up on our website, toddstearns.com. And by the way, the rumors are true. We have launched a Rumble channel. So if you just search for Todd Starnes on Rumble, and you'll be able to find and subscribe free to all of our videos. And soon we're going to be broadcasting this show live on Rumble to get away from all of the censors on YouTube. And we would encourage you to head over to rumble.com, look for us, we're verified, that little check mark, and give us a follow. But we have some video of some things that happened late last night in New York City, Brooklyn, New York, where a bunch of people going to the Burger King wanting to get a Whopper got arrested, thrown in jail, because they refused to show their vaccine papers to the NYPD. We also have video on our website that shows the NYPD harassing a family that was trying to eat at a pizza joint in New York City. The police were actually asking a five-year-old child, a little boy, for his vaccine papers. Now, I want you to hear something from me. We are devoted supporters of law enforcement in America. We believe in backing the blue. We believe that blue lives matter. But I will say this, when the NYPD starts behaving like the Gestapo, that's where I draw the line. Now, some of you may say, well, Todd, what's the big deal here? They're police officers. They're just following orders. Don't follow the orders. Don't follow them. What about the police commissioner? The police commissioner ought to tell the mayor, Bill Comrade de Blasio, to stick that hammer and sickle where the sun don't shine. Because it's unacceptable for the NYPD to go out there, and they did the same thing at a Panera Bread. They're going into the Burger King. They're going into the pizza joints demanding, and we're not talking about one or two officers. A dozen police officers showed up at the Burger King. Meanwhile, you've got people getting shot on the streets, stabbed on the in the streets of New York City, and there are not any police officers because they're harassing the law-abiding citizens who are just trying to get a hamburger down at the local fast food joint, which now apparently is a crime in New York City if you don't have your official government-issued, government-sanctioned vaccine papers. I ask you, is this the kind of country you want to live in? Thank God that people in New York City are finally rising up and speaking out and doing something. Here's what needs to happen. I think they had about, I don't know, a dozen or so people that showed up at Burger King without their vaccine papers. Here's what needs to happen. You need 4 dozen people, 5 dozen people. We need to start inundating those restaurants in New York cities with people who do not have vaccine papers. They can't arrest everybody. There needs to be massive acts of civil disobedience in New York City. Massive. We've got to send a message to these people. We're not going to tolerate this. We're not going to be treated like we're some sort of a second-class citizen of the United States of America. This is not Nazi Germany. It's not communist. It's not the Soviet Union. This is the United States of America, where a man, according to the United States Constitution, is allowed to go down to the Burger King and order a Whopper with cheese without fear of being thrown in jail. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I encourage you to watch this video. It is horrific what the NYPD is up to in New York City. Shame on you, police officers. Shame on you. All right, let's go to the phones here. Cleveland, Georgia. Bob listening to us on WDUN. Bob, what's going on?
Let's go, Brandon.
Now, Bob, you might get the FBI after you.
See, they've already been after me.
Is that? Well, yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, I wouldn't. Don't ask, don't tell there, Bob.
Well, yeah, don't say anything about wrong things on Facebook. That's all I got to say.
Well, you will end up in Facebook jail. But, Bob, you don't have a problem here with the dad shouting, "Let's go, Brandon."
I've already called my politicians and told them, "Let's go, Brandon."
Oh, well, good for you. You know what? Even President Biden agrees with the guy. So there you go. Bob, appreciate the call. Let's go to Doug in Illinois. All right, Doug, what's on your mind?
Well, one Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. I'm glad your voice is doing a lot better. You sound great.
Thank you.
But you just made my point. I caught the clip, and President Biden agreed with him. So are they going to investigate him as well? I mean, I don't get it.
True. Well, in fairness, the President of the United States probably had no idea what he was talking about. So, but, you know, it's, I mean, understood. You know, he's touched in the head, as we say in the southern states. But Doug, the bigger issue and the broader issues, you've got these reporters out there saying that what this guy's doing, oh, he's an insurrectionist. I mean, oh, so now they're saying that shouting, "Let's go, Brandon," is just as bad as what the people on January the 6th did.
All I can say is God keeps the books. So it's up is down, down is up.
He's making a list, and he doesn't have to check it twice. So
amen
there you
to
go.
That, brother.
All right. Doug, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening to us. A lot of great stories up on the website today, folks. ToddStearns.com. I would encourage you to check out that horrific video coming out of New York City where the NYPD is actually going after law-abiding citizens just out for a bite to eat. Do you still stand with the police department? Where do you draw the line when it comes to supporting what law enforcement is doing in this country? I'm telling you, it is hard. It is hard to get behind efforts to support law enforcement when they're out in New York City and we shall say Los Angeles and other large cities where they're enforcing these unconstitutional laws. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Liberty University studios of the Todd Starnes Show. Good to have you with us today. By the way, we are now on Rumble. Just look for my name, Todd Starnes, and the little check mark, and you'll be able to subscribe and check out all of our great videos that have been just roundly censored and banned on Twitter. How many, or YouTube, how many times have we tried to share videos on YouTube and they just disappear? It's just unbelievable. But we're very thankful for our good friend Dinesh D'Souza getting us hooked up with the folks over on Rumble, and already tens of thousands of people have been checking out our videos just over the past several days now. So look, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. A lot of you weighing in on the Facebook live stream. Todd, who called the police? Burger King? Maureen? Yes, Maureen, that's true. Burger King actually called the cops on the people who refused to show their vaccine papers. The same thing happened at Panera Bread and the California Pizza Kitchen, and I believe in Queens, New York, a cheesecake factory called the police on protesters, too. Look, it's very simple. I don't believe in official boycotts per se, but I will tell you that you've got plenty of choices to make when you go and eat out, when you take the family out for dinner, and you just might want to remember who called the cops on these law-abiding patriots. Kimberly says, the devil likes to divide or make deals. Hey, show me your jam pass and I'll let you eat, or go shopping, or go to the pharmacy. Don't you get fined or put in jail, or you go to a Howard camp like they do in Australia. Ho Yen says, Ted Cruz, and he goes on to talk about Ted Cruz and the values and how Ted's words are now true, talking about New York City values. And de Blasio's NYC values are pushing all of this stupidity, and he's absolutely right. I mean, it is what it is. Why, again, there are millions and millions of people in New York City. why all of them are not marching in the streets right now is beyond me. I mean, you have an opportunity to take a very, very public stand here. But for whatever reason, people, they just do not want to do it. And it is what it is. But I mean, these people have been conditioned to accept this kind of fascism. And it's just absolutely outrageous. Brad says they should uphold constitutional rights and privileges. If they are sheriffs or sheriff's deputies, then recall them. Most likely police officers that were hired by someone that was appointed, either way, boot tactics. And they really are. And I'm just not going to be able to support police officers or police departments that engage in that kind of activity. It's just unacceptable, absolutely unacceptable. By the way, interesting new survey out. I want to share this information with you. This is coming from Rasmussen. Now, if you watch the mainstream media, if you watch any sort of television, you know that the next battleground for the sex and gender revolutionaries is the transgender movement. These people are ruthless, and they have already taken over our public school system. You just cannot imagine the garbage and filth they are pouring into the minds of American kids. So the folks over at Rasmussen decided to go out there and ask Americans what they thought about transgenderism, this notion that men can just become women, you know, just by saying so, and vice versa. Well, it turns out that an overwhelming number of Americans believe there are only two genders, male and female. 75% of American adults say that there are only two genders. Even a majority of Democrats are rejecting transgenderism. And what's fascinating here is among Black Americans, the numbers are even higher. 9 out of 10 Black Americans say God created male and female. They rejecting, 82% reject this idea of transgenderism. You say, well, what does this mean? Well, let me explain this. And I've noticed something about the Black community, and this was true in New York City, and it is true in Memphis, Tennessee, where we have we're a majority minority city. By and large, blacks in Memphis vote for the Democrat Party. It's just historically that's the demographic that has voted for the Democrats here. Yet that same demographic is actually far more conservative on social issues than the party they support. Matter of fact, most Black conservative Democrats would feel more at home in the Republican Party than they would in the Democrat Party. And that I suspect that is the case in Black communities all over America, where the church is central to the cultural fabric of the Black community. So I'm not surprised by these numbers. 9 out of 10 Black Americans say that they don't believe in transgenderism, that guys can just randomly identify as gals. They don't believe that. And it tells me that the Republican Party has a great opportunity to reach out to those demographics and to say, hey, look, we're the party that defends traditional family values. Well, aside from all the Republicans that are, you know, cheating on their spouses and getting divorced. But the rest of them, they are affirming traditional family values. Yeah, I know the Democrats do that, too. But this is a huge debate that's raging in this country. And as if you have a daughter that plays in high school sports or on the collegiate level, you know, because this fight is coming to you. We've been watching this developing story out of the University of Pennsylvania where a man decided he wanted to swim on the women's swim team. And that man is now poised to break every female swimming record in NCAA history. Let me say that again. A man is about to break every female swimming record in NCAA history. And that's why you have feminists and conservatives standing side by side saying, hold everything. What the heck is going on here? In essence, what the LGBT activists are saying is that men make better women than women do. That's what they're saying. And it is going to be the end of female sports, period, if this is allowed to happen. So there you go. Fascinating, fascinating statistics. And I'm curious, we have a lot of black listeners, listeners of color, if you will. Curious to hear your thoughts on this. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Our website again, toddstarns.com. Jared Schmeck coming up next.
Let me tell you why this matters. The asymmetry has always been what advantages the Trump right more than anything else. And the asymmetry of saying F you to a sitting president on a call in front of your four kids. Don't look past this. Don't look at this as a story about giving airtime to a MAGA guy who goes on Steve Bannon's podcast and said, I wasn't joking. Not only did I say F you, Mr. President, I said more than that. This is the slow motion insurrection, Jason, in full color.
Oh, for heaven's sake. All right. That was Nicole Wallace, one of the squawking magpies over at MSDNC, going after Jared Schmeck, who is, by all indications, a good, decent guy, a great dad, who made national headlines after saying this to President Biden during a phone call with the Santa tracker NORAD. Now, let's play that audio.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas as well.
Merry
Christmas, and let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
The president agreed with him. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have with us Jared Schmeck. Jared, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Jared, I'm doing well, and we've been following your story, and I was watching that live when all of that happened, and I actually got a great chuckle, which I have to imagine a lot of other people did around the country. I want you to set this up for us. Did you know you were going to be talking to President Trump, and when did you decide to slip in the Let's Go Brandon?
No, sir. I had no idea that I was going to be speaking with President Biden or the First Lady until we spoke to the volunteer. My kids and I call NORAD every year, and just to find out when Santa's going to be in our area. It's kind of become a little tradition for us. And they when the volunteer picked up, she said First Lady Biden was taking calls. Frankly, I assumed it was going to be a pre-recorded message or something similar. But when they picked up and I heard President Biden, it popped into my head and I ran with it.
It
at
was
that point.
Go ahead, Jared.
I was saying at that point I had no idea I was being live streamed. So it wasn't until I saw it on social media about 10 or 15 minutes later that I knew that it was aired to the rest of the world.
So I've got to ask you about your wife. How did that conversation go? Honey, you're not going to believe what I just did.
Well, she was actually standing in the doorway when it happened. So, I had my boy filming because we thought, hey, this is once in a lifetime talking to the president.
Sure,
it'd be a fun video to watch in 20 years. And and then she's the one who actually found it on social media a few minutes later, and we had quite the chuckle as well.
I'm curious, what's been the response from the family, friends, when they found out that hey, you're national news now?
I have had an overwhelming amount of support from family and friends, even friends who don't align with me politically. And it's meant the world. They say you find out who your true friends are in situations like this. I've had an overwhelming amount of support. And one thing that I do want to bring up also, because I haven't really talked about my place of business much, but they contacted me today. They're going to be releasing a statement today. And the entire team stands with me on this, and the issue that the mainstream media is turning it into.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Jared, because we want you to know that we've got your back as well as many other conservatives around the country. And I'm so glad to hear that the company you work for. Do you want to give them a shout out by name?
Yeah, that's Wainema Electric, They're in Klamath Falls, Oregon. We're a family-owned business, and we've got a really strong team, a diverse team, with a variety of different beliefs, and every single one of them is standing with me on it, and it means more than I can even say in words.
You see, I am so glad to hear that. And again, I don't know their politics, but God bless them for standing beside and standing alongside an employee, for getting out there and honestly having a little bit of fun. And that's what I take this as. And yet you have come under attack. And I want you to describe to our listeners what kind of threats you've been getting and what are people on the other side doing?
Well, I've been getting attacked pretty profusely. Not just me. My wife's been getting attacked. My family, our business, the phones are ringing off the hooks. We've had the review bombing on Google. We've had people trying to hack into our website, into our email addresses, signing our company email addresses up for vulgar content. A huge variety of things, along with physical threats to come to my home. People are listing my address online. It's been pretty relentless.
I'm curious about the president. Do you have feelings one way or the other about Biden, his policies?
Well, I completely disapprove of Biden and his policies. And honestly, I mean, Let's Go Brandon encompasses more than what everyone's focused on. It encompasses our frustrations with him and his administration from the issues in Afghanistan. I mean, there's people still trapped over there, lives lost, the border crisis, the supply chain issues, the federal mandates regarding vaccines, and now we find out that he doesn't have a plan for that. I saw No Plan Joe trending this morning. And on top of that, this administration has been absolutely horrible in regards to abortion. I take a strong stance on being pro-life, and they are the exact opposite of that. And you're right when you said you take it as a humorous, joking way of handling that frustration. The reason I'm able to do that, and I don't think that the mainstream media understands this, or the people that are ridiculing me understand this. The reason that I'm able to have a sense of humor, and so many of us are, is because our faith isn't in our government. It's not in Joe Biden. It's not even in Donald Trump. This is our faith is in God, and we know how this all ends. But we have to fight for what we have while we're here. And if we don't, they will sweep it right out from under us.
You know, it's interesting, Jared. And by the way, folks, we're talking with Jared Schmeck on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Jared, going back to the Trump years, when the same people that are coming after you, CNN, MSDNC, The New York Times, they were out there celebrating people that were literally saying F you to President Trump, flipping off the president, pretending to assassinate him during a Shakespeare production in Central Park. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So their hypocrisy is really laughable at this point.
I agree completely.
Jared, so where do you go from here? I know you're making the rounds last night, a great interview on Newsmax TV with Greg Kelly. What's this experience been like for you?
Well, you know, it's been busy and quite the whirlwind, but with the people that I've talked to, and I have some more interviews later today, the thing that's really stood out to me and my family is that all of you guys that fight this fight every single day to give us a voice and to stand up for what's right, you're all very genuine people, and just real people. And it's very enlightening and motivating to actually be able to speak with people like you and see what you're like, outside of the radio programs and on TV and whatnot. And I want to thank you for everything that you do. Because you guys are making a huge difference, and you're giving us the voice that we need to fight this tyranny.
What do you think about President Trump? I mean, you're a young guy. So, I mean, he came onto the scene, and, I know that you were wearing a MAGA hat the other night.
I love the man and his family. And the reason being is because he says what needs to be said, and he does what needs to be done, and he stands up for us, and he stands up for God every single day. and the ridicule that he met throughout his, it's a miracle that he was able to accomplish what he did in the face of all of the ridicule that they threw at him throughout his entire presidency. And he's just a very strong man, and I believe God put him in that place for a reason. And look what's happened. I mean, the conservatives have always been known to be quiet, and you have your silent majority, and now we have a voice, and I think it scares the left, and they're intimidated by it, and so that's why they respond the way they do, in the nasty way that they do, because they don't know Jesus. And so I pray for all of them. I pray for President Biden. I pray for every single person that's ridiculing me, that they will come to Jesus through this. I pray that we're able to glorify his name above anything else.
You know, and I want to follow up with that in just a moment, but just think about this, Jared. The amount of hate and ridicule that you've been getting over the past day or so, imagine that being your life for 5, 6, 7 years. That's what Donald Trump's been going through every day of his life with these people.
Yes, yes. And it's a real testament to his strength that he just keeps going.
Now
he brushes it off and keeps going.
Now, you brought up your faith, and we are a radio station that believes in Christianity. We're a faith-based group of folks here, and there have been some in that Christian community that have called you out, and they say what you said was really unchristian, and I wanted to give you a chance to respond to those people.
So I completely understand that perspective. I completely understand it, but I would encourage you to look at the full meaning of what the Let's Go Brandon meme, because that's what it is, has become, a meme created by the mainstream media. This is much more than the derogatory meaning that the mainstream media is pushing. And, like I said, for me, Let's Go Brandon encompasses the frustrations that I have with the administration and what they're doing, because it's affecting millions of lives in America and around the world.
I think that's a fair response, Jared. Blessings to you and your family. You seem like a great guy and a good dad. As a matter of fact, the kids have to. I mean, they're going to look back on this. I mean, you're going to be sitting around with the grandkids saying, "Hey, remember that time we called Santa Claus?" And
but not going to be forgotten, I'm sure.
By the way, somebody said, has the FBI been knocking on your door yet? Oh, geez, Alou. I hope not.
No.
Good.
I have not, yeah.
All right. Jared, God bless you, and we hope you and your family have a great new year, and I'm sure this will quiet down fairly soon. Do you have any aspirations for higher office now? I know people have been talking about that already.
You know, I want to get through this, and I want to pray about it, see what God has for me. At the end of the day, I want his will for my life and the direction it goes. This is not anything I expected or planned, and I do feel like God put me in this position for a reason, and I strongly believe that standing up is the right thing to do here, as long as that message that I'm portraying is glorifying his name. And, I just want to – I'll see where it goes. Once I get out of this tornado.
Yeah, something tells me if you do run, you'll be invited down to a certain place in Florida. So
I would be honored.
Yeah, you never know. All right, well, Jared, we're going to leave it there. God bless you again, and good luck. And look,
God bless you.
You've got our contact info, so if we can be of any help, you let us know.
Okay, thank you so much, and I God bless all of you.
All right, that's Jared Schmeck, ladies and gentlemen. Regular Joe. Just a regular guy, didn't realize he was being broadcast live across the nation during that Santa Claus interview. And, I wanted you guys to hear this fellow for who he is. And I think that we have a pretty clear understanding that this is just a good, decent guy. And now he is coming under fierce attack from the left. And given I'm serious about this FBI thing here. I am surprised they have not targeted this guy yet. That's how serious of an issue this is. But there are a lot of people that want to destroy this man and his family. You heard him. They're even going after his wife. But thank goodness for the family business. They're standing alongside him. And that says a lot about their character as well. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Has your opinion of Jared Schmeck changed now that you've heard his story? This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. That, by the way, you'll be able to listen to that interview if you download the Todd Starnes Show podcast, that interview with Jared Schmeck. Let's go to the phones here in the Liberty University studio. Stephen, Morehead City, North Carolina, listening to us on The Talk Station. Hey, Stephen, what's going on?
Well, first, I want to say I've just finished your book. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Yes, it's outstanding. I am an absolute proud, deplorable American, and I mean that. And the words that I don't want to call her name because I'm not certain of it, but the person, the young lady who attempted to quote Jared, he never uttered those words. He simply never uttered those words. He did not. And so in my book, that's called libel. And I'm tired of this, and it's time we push back, because if we don't, they're going to continue this. And if we allow it to happen, then they're going to just keep going. And if you don't push back, then next thing you know, we're in a whole heap of trouble. The thing is, he never uttered those words. He did not.
It's a good point. And, Stephen, hang tight here. I want to bring into our conversation Steve from Central Arkansas, who's making a very similar point here about Nick Sandman. Steve, you're on the air with Stephen.
Yes, Todd. I would just kind of like to hear you expound on your experiences in the media. And I'm sure you've been coached on this a lot in your career. Where is the line that the media can cross when they start publicly accusing people of stuff that is just utterly false? They've basically called Mr. Schmeck a traitor, is what that girl sat up there and said on the news in front of the whole country. And don't think that their rhetoric is not triggering a lot of these threats and stuff he's getting. Why doesn't he have the same grounds for a lawsuit that Mr. Sandman or Mr. Rittenhouse is going to have?
See, that's actually,
because he's a dumb.
Yeah, that's a great question. That is actually a great question. And both of you, I'm going to answer that. We're coming up on the top of the hour, so we're going to have to let you guys go. But let me try to answer that in the few seconds we have here. The short answer is yes, possibly, that he could have a lawsuit. The question is whether or not Jared Schmeck is a public personality. So the media can say whatever they want to about me, and I have no recourse. Wikipedia, there are so many lies on that page about me, and I cannot do anything about it because I'm a public figure. I don't believe Jared Schmeck is, but regardless, he said something that was very important. He was never told that he was going live on national television. He was under the impression this was a recorded conversation. That if there is a lawsuit to be filed, it could be on that issue. So we'll have to kind of wait and see. Hey, hang tight, folks. We got to take a break. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American.
Starnes.
All right, good to have you with us today, folks. A lot going on this hour of the program. Our good friend Avery Bryson dropping by in just a little while. And some exciting news to share with you about our video, the videos that we do, which you will now be able to watch on Rumble. We now have a Rumble channel. We've only been up for about 2 days and have almost 50,000 video views. Now, to give you an example of what we were dealing with on YouTube, the censorship on YouTube is just, it's just unbelievable. We would be, those same videos were getting maybe a couple of hundred views on YouTube. But just in a couple of days on Rumble, and we're dealing with almost 50,000 people downloading and watching our videos. So we encourage you to go over there. If you don't have a Rumble account, sign up for one. It's really great, and they don't censor you, and I really appreciate that. And so thanks to the good people at Rumble.com. You can see, just Google my, or not Google, but go to Rumble and just type in Todd Starnes, look for the check mark, and there you will see all of our info. Good to have you with us today. In the last hour, we had a fascinating interview with Jared Schmeck, the guy who told President Biden, let's go Brandon. And this guy has been just, he's almost been lynched by the mainstream media. You've got MSDNC suggesting that he's a traitor, that he's an insurrectionist. You've got other folks out there calling for FBI investigations. Jared told us that he and his wife have been threatened. Their people are calling their work site, trying to get them fired. This is how the leftist mob operates. And God forbid we don't stop Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and these progressive thugs. This is going to happen to all of us. All of us. And for those of you who heard the interview, has your opinion of Jared Schmeck changed? Do you believe that he should apologize? There are a lot of people out there who think he should apologize. That's just a very mean thing to say. Shame on him. He's just a big meanie like Donald Trump. A lot of conservatives believe that he ought to apologize. What say you? 844-747-8868. I want to go to the phones. It's been a while. Our good friend Connor from Boston, our favorite millennial, hanging on over the news break. All right, Connor, what do you think about this guy?
Hi, Todd. I'm going to tell you, I completely disagree with this person's comments. Now, I want to backtrack a little bit here and say, was he within his rights to say what he did? Absolutely. Should he be fired? No, he should not be fired. Should he get death threats? No, he should not. But I think really what it comes down to is when we have the Christmas holiday, it's a sacred time when there should be like a ceasefire, right? There should not be people fighting. There should not be folks. I mean, especially when you're talking about your children, right? I understand he knew he wasn't going to be on air. I understand that much. But it's just like, it was just a very poor, it was a poor taste. It's not about what he said. It's about how he said it and the method he used to communicate that message to the president. If you look even back to like 1944 to the Second World War, I mean, there were even times when some of the German soldiers and American soldiers would have dinner together just because of the Christmas holiday. You know, I understand the left doesn't help these situations. I understand that they divide the country. I understand that. But there comes a point in time when our side of the aisle is going to have to be the adult in the room. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have to find a way to unite this country because it is divided right now. And comments like this really, quite frankly, don't help that cause. That's just my opinion.
Connor, do you think he said it, he was being mean-spirited when he said it?
I wouldn't necessarily say he was being mean-spirited. I think really he speaks for a lot of the conservatives out there who feel like their voice isn't being heard, who really want to convey the Let's Go Brandon message to the president himself. I don't think he was being mean-spirited. I just think it was a very poor choice of venue to communicate that message to the president. Especially, he almost like trolled the president in a way. And I don't know this person. I don't know what he stands for in terms of his political beliefs, like all of them. You know, I wouldn't judge him based on this, but I just really disagree with the method he used to communicate that message to the president. I just don't think it was appropriate for that time. And I would say the same thing if the left did that to Trump. You know, it's just like somebody at one point in time has to be the adult in the room, and there has to be a point of civility. You know, during the rest of the year, that's fine. right? But just
So you're saying it would have been okay had it not been Christmas time?
I would have said, yeah, quite frankly, it would have been more, like, understandable if it had been, like, at a rally or something like that, if you're putting up a sign or something like that. But to say it directly to the president on Christmas, yeah, I don't agree with that.
Okay, Connor,
I just don't find it helpful.
Connor, so while you and I were talking, Roger called in from Gainesville, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN, and he thinks you're wrong. And I want to bring in Roger here. Connor, say hello to Roger. Roger, say hello to Connor.
Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
And Roger, pleasure to talk with you, my friend.
Okay, so Roger, I'm going to let you and Connor debate this out. I want you guys to work this out here. So, Roger, you say Connor is wrong. Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, the Germans and Americans maybe ate one time together during Christmas. But Joe Biden, every day of the year, needs to be put in his place for what he's done to this country. There's friends of mine still in Afghanistan. Until they're here, he can find the fiery gates, and I'll open them for him.
Connor?
You know what I mean? I'm done with that man. He's useless to this country.
Connor, jump in.
And I understand that point. I understand that point, Roger. But to go back to my previous comments, you know, he wasn't saying anything that was against his rights. It's just the method and the form he used to communicate that message to the president. When it comes to his Afghanistan policy, the president's policy for Afghanistan and what he's done to our troops, I completely agree with the substance of this person's message. I disagree with the way he said it and the time of year he chose to convey that message to the president. That's my whole point. I'm not disagreeing with what he, like, the content of what he said.
I wouldn't have said, let's go, Brandon, in my own opinion. I would have told him the full-fledged four-letter word to let him know how I feel about my friends that have died in Afghanistan, my friends who are still stuck in Afghanistan, and the open border in my country while telling me and everybody here, we got to get mandated shots. Hey, look, I've been vaccinated, but I'm not going to tell my neighbor what to do. It's not my business what my neighbor does, and it's not the government's business what we do. They want us to be at their beckon and call to bend over and take it. I personally ain't going to bend over and take it. Mr. Biden can bend over and take it in every aspect that's there with it. The Let's Go Brandon is great because that gives everybody who has common sense to hold their tongue something to say. I don't have common sense to hold my tongue. When I see BS, I call it for what it is. There's no sense in putting sugar on something you don't want to eat anyway.
Roger, I believe that. Wholeheartedly. I believe you believe that.
You know, I got friends that went to Afghanistan to go fight people, and I ain't seen my friends since they left. I know I got three still sitting over there trying to get people the hell out.
Well,
so I got no use for Joe Biden's policies or his attitude. He's the worst thing this country's ever seen outside of Jimmy Carter.
Connor, jump in.
Well, first of all, I agree with him on that. The president is obviously a very ineffective president. But one thing I want to say, just when we're both on air here, Roger, I just want to thank you for your sacrifice to the country and for what your friends and your family who are over in Afghanistan, thank you for serving our great country. Because that's something that's amazing, quite frankly, and it's something you should be very proud of. But I'm with you on the president's policies towards Afghanistan. They are incredibly ineffective. They have pretty much put us in the back, you know, the rearview mirror of world leadership in terms of the world community. But like I said, when it comes to this person, I agree with the substance of his message. I very much disagree with the way he conveyed that message to the president. That's my only point on that.
Good stuff. All right, Connor, Roger dropped. But Connor, thank you, and always good to have your opinion one way or the other. And look, that's what we do here on this radio program. We open up the phones, and we let you have your say. That's what this is all about. To Connor's point, I know many, many millennial conservatives who said the exact same thing Connor said, and they've got a problem with this. And there is a very large segment of the millennial Republican conservative population that believe it is more important to be good and decent than it is to win an election. There are actually people who believe, and this goes back to, and it makes, when you think about it, it makes sense with what just happened in 2020, aside from the election being stolen. You have to understand that there are millennial Republicans out there who believe it's better that Joe Biden would win as opposed to us go and fiercely attack Joe Biden on the campaign trail. John McCain believed this, and that's why he refused to attack Barack Hussein Obama back in the day. He actually stood down, and that's why Obama got elected. Mitt Romney did the same thing. Bob Dole, great, decent man, American hero, a warrior, horrible on the campaign trail because he wouldn't fight back. But there are people in the Republican Party who believe the better thing, the higher ground, the more noble thing is to lose your election. That they believe that. And I've got a big problem with that because this is, you know what that gave us? That gave us Bill Clinton and the cigar and the blue dress in the Oval Office. That gave us Hillary Rodham Clinton. And had they gotten away with it in 2016, Hillary Clinton would have been president. I mean, this is where we are in America because of that thinking. It is flawed in my estimation. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Mark in the Villages, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, I'm glad you're doing good today.
Thank you.
Feeling well anyway. You know, anybody, especially a president that sits there and agrees with that particular statement that, you know, let's go Brandon. He goes, oh, yeah. It shows that he's a follower and not a leader. Because what happens if you go to war with this with a country who's going to go, oh, yeah, we should do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's just unreal. And I'll tell you what, I'll trigger a bunch of people because I just don't use it for let's go Brandon. I use it, let's go Pelosi. Let's go Schumer. Let's go that Box Rocks Cortez. So I go one step above it because there's a lot of them. So I just use that statement for everybody. Let's go Facebook. Let's go Twitter. So that's my thinking on it.
You know, it is. As soon as this all happened, I thought the story was that it's not that the guy said it, it's that Biden agreed with it. That was the hilarious part for me, is that Biden was agreeing with that idea, that concept. So he didn't get it. Lord love him. All right, Mark, hang in there. Have a good one. Mark in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Liberty University Studios, Todd Starnes Show. A lot of you folks already subscribing over at rumble.com. Check out our brand new video platform. We actually are going to be broadcasting our show live in Rumble very soon. So that's why I want to jump on board now. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We know a lot of you have been following us, and we're still going to do the Facebook Live video as well. But the YouTube has been giving us a lot of trouble with the censorship and the blocking and all that kind of stuff. Pretty terrible. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Suzanne, by the way, over the Facebook Live says, yay, Todd, for Rumble. Jeanette says, I'm glad I'm in Texas. Bless the ones in New York talking about those freedom fighters that just want to get a Whopper or maybe even a delicious double Whopper. They're in the mood for a flame-broiled burger. And they can't get one because they don't have their vaccine papers. Laura says the NYPD losing their minds. And Donnell says NYC is becoming fascist. So we are monitoring your comments over on the Facebook Live, and we may read a few more of those a little bit later on. Also, want to get your thoughts on the Jared Schmeck interview. Do you think he should apologize for what he said? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. So look, Candace Owens causing a lot of controversy when she told her followers that the reason why President Trump is supportive of the vax is because he's an old man who doesn't know how to use the internet. Now, for the sake of being fair and balanced, I'm going to play the entire clip of what she said so you can judge for yourself where she's coming at.
obviously the left is making something out of the interview that just frankly that never happened. Like, Trump and I never had a disagreement. I asked him questions, he answered them. And so they're referring to this one moment where he just literally said that the vaccines are life-saving and no one's dying from the vaccines. That's his stance. I mean, what do you want me to say? That is what Trump believes. But anyways, a lot of people have been messaging me, asking me, I just want to answer the Trump thing very quickly. A lot of people think that he's been corrupted by Big Pharma, or that, you know, obviously you've never seen the left write anything good about him. I mean, when people like the McCains and like The Guardian and all of these left-leaning publications are hailing him, then you really understand that something evil is going on. I mean, like, this should make you dig your heels in even further that something is up, because they have never said anything good about him. They've been telling you he's a domestic terrorist, a racist, a homophobe. You know, he doesn't deserve to have a platform, doesn't deserve to speak. And suddenly they're trumpeting everything that he says, and he's not even allowed to say it on social media. So that should really let you know that something is amiss. But a lot of people are thinking too deep into his stance in terms of, like, sort of believing that Trump has, like, sold out, or that Trump is a part of the Big Pharma syndicate. And my honest assessment is that he just genuinely believes that the vaccines are good. And he believes that because he comes from a generation, like, people, you oftentimes forget, like, how old Trump is. He comes from a generation. I've seen other people that are older have the exact same perspective. Like, they came from a time before TV, before internet, before being able to conduct their independent research, you know. And everything that they read in a newspaper, that was pitched to them, like, they believed that that was a reality. And one of those things was, you know, this push for vaccines and believing that people were going to die without vaccines. And so
that means turn. There you go. We've got to take a break here, which is why I'm jumping in. Do you believe that? Do you believe what Candace Owens just said, that the reason why Donald Trump is pro-vaccine is because he's an old man who doesn't know how to use the internet? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I'm very curious to hear your thoughts on this one, folks. Jeez, Lou. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, we're going to get to Lou here in just a second on the phone line. I want to explain what's about to happen in the country. If I'm following the tea leaves on this. So yesterday, the patron saint of Wuhan, Anthony Fauci, was on TV, and he was backtracking on his demand that the airlines vaccinate, make sure everybody's vaccinated. So if you want to travel, let's say you're in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and you're driving down to Tulsa to catch the airplane, and you're going to fly to New Bern, and our good friends over in North Carolina, in that area of the state. And you show up at the airport. If the patron saint of Wuhan had his way, you would have to show vaccine papers or you would not be able to get on an airplane. He's been saying this for, I don't know how long now. Well, now all of a sudden he's backtracking off of that. We also heard from the CDC yesterday. The CDC said that they were going to drop the quarantine from 10 days to 5 days. Oh, hello, Grace Baker. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. So you've got the CDC dropping the quarantine time. You've got Fauci backing off on the domestic travel stuff. You've got Biden admitting that he botched the response to the new variants and saying that there's really nothing the federal government can do now. As a matter of fact, he said that there really is no federal solution.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
And then he said he said that the home test, by the way, what's up with that cough? He's always coughing, that one. Then he was bragging about how everybody can test themselves at home now.
For over-the-counter at-home tests, as I said, there were none when we took office. None. Now we have 8 on the market, and just 3 days ago, another test was cleared. We went from no over-the-counter tests in January to 46 million in October, 100 million in November, and almost 200 million in December. But it's not enough. It's clearly not enough. If we'd known, we would have gone harder, quicker, if we could have. Because steps we have to be taken to increase the number of authorized tests, we're now able to purchase 500 million at-home rapid tests to be sent to the American people for free when they request it. And we're going to continue to use the Defense Production Act to produce as many tests as possible. And starting in 2 weeks, private insurance will reimburse you for the cost of at-home tests. We're providing access to free tests for folks who don't have insurance. But we have to do more. We have to do better. And we will.
So where does all of this lead? Well, if you put all the puzzle pieces together, here it is. The Democrats are about to declare victory over the China virus. And the reason why, they know everybody's sick and tired of all this nonsense. Sick and tired of it. They know what's about to happen in the midterm elections if this country is still locked down. Because even the Democrats are fed up with all of this nonsense. So you watch what's about to happen here, folks. The Biden administration, in the next couple of weeks, will declare victory over the China virus. And maybe, just maybe, we can get back to our lives as normal. But this is all about politics. You mark my words on this, folks. All about politics. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Is President Trump pro-vaccine simply because he's an old man who doesn't know how to use the internet, as Candace Owens so eloquently said? Let's go to Lou, South Carolina, on the KWAM app. Hi, Lou. What's on your mind?
Hey, okay, Mr. Starnes, I'll tell you. I'm calling from beautiful Beaufort in South Carolina, not beautiful Beaufort in North Carolina. That kind of ties to what we were talking about the last time I called in a while back. But, you know, if President Trump doesn't know how to use the internet, he certainly knows how to leverage social media, which was awesome, which is why he got deplatformed, unfortunately. So I don't know that I would agree with Candace Owens at all on that part. So those are my thoughts. I think he's fully aware and fully able to utilize all that, the social media. And so, again, I just have to disagree.
Well, look, I think Candace Owens is full of hooey on this one, Lou, to be perfectly honest with you. The president has probably one of the is one of the most proficient tweeters of all time before he got banned. The guy is very well versed in the internet. And look, he's taking credit for the vaccine, letting people know that he's the guy responsible for getting that vaccine out there. And again, pointing out the hypocrisy of the mainstream media who were promoting this idea, this notion that they would not take the vaccine, they would not take anything that Donald Trump had his fingers on. So I think there is a political maneuver the president is making here by saying that he is pro-vaccine and encouraging people to get the vaccine. Lou, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Amanda in Tennessee, listening to us on the KWAM app. Hi, Amanda. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. So you want to weigh in on this whole Trump vaccine story?
Yeah, I believe that he's more for it because, I mean, say – you've cooked a meal, a dish to, you know, take it somewhere and you don't eat it. He more or less approved the vaccine. If he doesn't say, hey, I'm going to support this, then, you know, everybody would kind of look at him saying, why would you not support it? You're the one that approved, you know, getting these vaccines. You know, it'd be kind of like fixing a dish and you not eating it. Well, why aren't you eating your own dish that you brought to the meal, you know, the potluck? You know, are you scared of it? So that's my viewpoint on that.
It's a fair point you raise, Amanda. Do you buy into this notion from Candace Owens that the president is just an old guy who doesn't know how to use the internet and that's why he's pro-vaccine?
Oh, no. If you can figure out Twitter, you can figure out the internet.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I like your – look, I think you're onto something here. And again, if President Trump was out there promoting this vaccine and he's not getting it, then everybody's going to say, hey, hold on a minute. What's going on here?
Yeah, and also, you know, what Fauci said the other day about not knowing what people's vaccination status is when you're in large groups, it's none of anybody's business what your vaccination status is. I mean, what happened to this being your private medical issues? I mean, we're not allowed to go into a restaurant and ask if anybody in there as an employee has hepatitis C or has AIDS. Why do they get the right to ask us if we're vaccinated?
You see, Amanda, I think this is a brilliant question you ask, because I remember I forget where I was, but someone asked me if I had been vaccinated, and I asked if they had a sexually transmitted disease. They looked horrified.
Well, I mean, where do they get off being able to ask us our, you know, that status and ask for our vaccine card? I thought that was like,
it's a HIPAA violation. It's a violation of federal law. You can't go around asking that information.
And I thought these violated this. I mean, I thought they had already ruled that had been violated. You know, that's a violation. And now they're all of a sudden they can start asking for it again. What happened? I mean, I don't understand this.
Yeah, it's a mess out there. Amanda, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening on the KWAM app. By the way, you might be wondering, what is the KWAM app? You can listen to us on our live stream. I own KWAM, the News Talk radio station in Memphis, and we make our app available free of charge, so you can listen to conservative talk radio whenever you want. If you would like to download the KWAM app, all you have to do is go to KWAM Radio, KWAMradio.com. That's KWAMradio.com, and you'll be able to download that app. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Avery Bryson is going to join us, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Got to tell you folks, very excited about our relationship with Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, they're doing something about those beliefs, donating a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes we care about. And if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use my promo code Todd, you're going to get free activation and a free gift. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other guys use, and they have a plan to fit any budget with incredible discounts for veterans and first responders. Super easy to switch. All you need to do, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And get free premier activation by using the promo code Todd. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Let's head over to our friends over at WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. That's where Avery Bryson is this afternoon. Avery, good to have you back with us.
Todd, it's glad to be here.
All right. So, look, big news in the world of Hollywood. I guess the story is that people are going back to the movie theater, at least to go see the Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's honestly super, as an aspiring filmmaker, it's really encouraging to see people going back to the movies, you know, making, you know, this movie just crossed $1 billion at the box office. So, you know, it's still encouraging that even after COVID and after all of these films have been released on streaming services and things like that, it's awesome to see that people are still excited to go watch movies in the theater.
I have a theory about this, Avery.
Okay.
So I've been watching a lot of the Marvel movies of late, and I've yes. noticed that by and large, most of them have gone full-blown woke.
That's fair to say. Some of them have, yes.
But I noticed that, from what I understand, because I haven't seen the new Spider-Man movie yet, I've been hearing from people that it is not woke at all. So there's really not any political leanings in the movie.
No, definitely. There's definitely no political leanings in the film at all. It's just about, I believe I explained this on the Good Morning Memphis show with Tim Enhorn. I'm probably just butchered that name, and I've worked for the company for how long? I can't even remember a name of one of our shows. But I talked with Tim, and I basically just said, yeah, like the whole story of this is just, you know, the whole theme relies on, you know, Spider-Man's catchphrase, with great power comes great responsibility, and we get to see in this film, you know, what happens when he neglects that responsibility, what he does when he becomes a selfish hero. And so, yeah, it's just no politics here, just good old-fashioned morals.
And to that, but now, Grace, I know you've seen the movie, is that right?
Oh, yes.
Was there a big crowd in the theater?
Yes, very big crowd.
Anybody,
on opening night.
Anybody wearing a mask?
Nope, because most people were shouting and gasping and, you know, eating popcorn.
and true, I mean, you got a big bucket of popcorn.
Yeah.
You got that big gallon jug of the diet Coca-Cola. And, you know, why do you need to have a mask on?
Nah, yeah, it's not as fun. Because then when you gasp, you, like, get a mouthful of mask.
Avery, were people masked up in your theater in Georgia?
I don't necessarily know. I wasn't paying attention to it a whole bunch, if I'm being totally honest, because I was just too focused on the excitement of the movie, and I was just talking with my friends the entire time. At least, you know, before the movie was out.
You're one of the... So, I was going to say, Avery, you know, hope you don't talk during the movie. One of those people.
Absolutely not.
You know what gets me? I hate it when people talk during the previews.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I'm
really?
once the cameras come
down,
on, that's it. Everybody,
that's
shut up, eat your popcorn, stop making out, and watch the film. That's why I don't like going to the movies.
Well, just don't sit toward the back.
Yeah, and I think it's totally fun to talk through the previews at the movies, because, like, right now, it's like a big joke. Everybody is not the biggest fan of the previews anymore, because I'm pretty sure in most recent years, they've, like, increased the amount of trailers that play before movies, and it's like,
yes.
You know, you have to wait a whole 30 minutes before you get to watch a movie.
That's true.
Best movie theater in America, it's called the Alamo Draft House.
Ooh.
And okay. You go, they had the big lush seats, you have a waitress that, like, will serve you, and they have a rule. First time they see a cell phone, you get kicked out.
Ooh,
that's
okay.
It.
Damn.
It's just one strike, you're out.
Wow.
And then they have no promos. They just go right to no trailers. They just go right to the movie.
That's impressive. I respect that.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
And what they do, and I forget what movie I saw there, but they, instead of doing the trailers, it was like a Marvel or a DC Comics. And so they showed clips from, like, the old school Wonder Woman or Shazam.
That's
back
cool.
In the 70s and 80s.
That's,
it's really
cool.
Kind of a funky little retro. And then you can also order hot chocolate chip cookies and a cold glass of milk to wrap up the end of the movie.
Sounds heavenly.
Alamo Draft
House. Great movie experience.
I think it's nobody under like 17 or 18 allowed.
That's it.
Really?
And that's it.
Draft House. Okay, never mind. There we go.
Well, you know, because again, when you go to the movie, and that's why I just hate going to the movies, because, you know, these parents, they send their kids, and that's when the kids are like, you know, they're crazy.
Yeah, they're loud and rowdy.
Yeah.
I like now, though, it's like you can buy pretty much everywhere. You can just buy your seat and reserve it. So you can kind of, you know, mess around.
Have you ever done this? Have you ever reserved the seats on either side of you if you're going by yourself so nobody sits next to you?
No, because then you have to pay.
No. Yeah, that turns into like a quick trip to the movies turns into, you know, like a $30 venture.
Yeah, but you're going
to
pay that anyway if you're going to get popcorn and a Baptist martini.
That's fair.
But then if you do that
while
buying the two other seats, then it turns into a $50 or $60 venture.
You got to have the milk duds.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the milk duds.
I don't really like milk duds.
What about Whoppers?
I don't either.
Whoppers are okay. No. I'm just a popcorn and, you know, some M&M's kind of gal. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
All right. But at the Alamo Draft House, they have a full menu. So you can order, like, flatbreads. You can order sandwiches.
Fancy, fancy, fancy.
Milkshakes made with real ice cream, hand-churned, like Chick-fil-A.
Todd, you know you just got to bring a big purse, right?
Yeah, I'm not wearing it. That's a
merce.
A merce, yeah. I mean, it's 2021, soon to be 2022. Nobody should be able to judge whatever you're wearing.
That's
on
true.
Your side.
Just say it's my merch.
Speaking of that, Avery, someone asked, did Avery wear his Spider-Man suit to the movie?
No, I did not. And this is why I will explain why I didn't. One, well, actually, there's three reasons. One, it gets pretty hot in that thing very quickly. Two,
fair enough.
I was going to eat before seeing the movie, and so I didn't want to try to eat with that thing on, because one, it's very nice, and I don't want to get it dirty. And two, if I decided to eat and then change into the costume, I would have to come out and change in a public bathroom into a Spider-Man costume.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool,
though. I
don't
think that would work.
In goes Avery, some people would out be, comes Peter Parker.
Yeah, some people would be like, oh, that was insane. Other people would be like, oh, great.
You send it to the dry cleaners? I guess your dry cleaner is like, oh.
Got
to
make sure, don't put that in with the whites.
Yeah, I'm going to be sending it to the dry cleaner soon, so I'm just awaiting that interaction I'm going to have with them, and they're just be like, because, you know, like down here in Gainesville, Georgia, we've, you know, like I'm probably one of the nerdiest people here that dresses up in costumes and stuff like that still, even
I believe
as a 20-year-old.
I do too.
And so I'm not looking forward to that interaction I have with our dry cleaner.
So you segregate
but, yep, here's
your clothing?
Here's my suit.
Avery, you need a giant trench coat. That's what you're missing. I know what you're getting next year for your birthday. A trench coat.
I don't know if a trench coat's
a
great thing to be wearing now.
You're
a
Spider-Man. And it'll protect you. It's
78 degrees outside.
That's true.
Jeez, Lou. All right, so I'm not sure what we were talking about this. Oh, Spider-Man. Yeah, it's successful because it's not woke. There you go. All right, Avery, always good hearing from you from Gainesville, Georgia, our resident nerd. And by the way, the host of the Informative Nerd Burrito podcast. That is a great podcast. You got to check it out. We got to take a break here, folks. Hang tight. We're getting to your calls as well. From our Liberty University studios in Memphis, this is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. The air conditioner is blasting here at our studio at in Memphis, Tennessee. It is so warm outside. And then they're telling us in a couple of days we might get some snow showers here in Memphis. I hope the weather is a little bit better wherever you are. Hey, by the way, new numbers are out from this is from the Boston Herald. And these are pretty cringeworthy. So they did a survey to find out if there was support for Biden to be reelected. And the numbers are horrible. 22% say that Biden should run for reelection. Kamala Harris is even worse. She's at 12%. This is unbelievable, unprecedented, historic, ladies and gentlemen. And all I can tell you is, no matter what happens, Biden, Harris, they're not going to be on the ballot in 2024. I'm just telling you right now, these numbers are appalling if you are a Democrat. All right, 844-747-8868, that is our toll-free telephone number. I do want to go first, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to have our friend from California, Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, with us. And, Kevin, I understand that you're in a little bit of hot water with Gavin Newsom.
I guess you could say that. Thanks, Todd. Great to be with you as always. So, yeah, I mean, as you know, I've been trying to fight back against Newsom's one-man rule and his corruption out here for however long we've been at this, last 2 years. You know, in particular, when it comes to education, he's shut down schools longer than any state in the country. He's tried to end charter schools, take away parental choice, school choice in every way that he can. And so yesterday, the special interests that control him and control our legislature apparently put the word into the Speaker of the State Assembly to remove me from my position as Vice Chair of the Education Committee, which I've held for 5 years.
As you pointed out on your Twitter feed, Putin would be proud here.
he would be. I mean, and these are the tactics that prevail at our Capitol. I've actually been on the receiving end of this before. In one of my first years, I spoke out against a bill where they were trying to stop talented young teachers from actually trying to close achievement gaps in inner city schools. They had a bill to try to stop them from doing that. And I spoke out against this bill, and so they decided to punish me by moving me to what they call the doghouse at the state capitol. It's the smallest office where they put legislators to try to silence them for speaking out. Of course, for me, it had precisely the opposite effect. It only made me want to fight harder. But these are the sort of tactics that they use under this sort of one-party corrupt system we have in California.
What I was fascinated by, there was a story a couple of days ago about the Education Department's Superintendent of Equity, a guy by the name of Daniel Lee. You got to tell our listeners about this. This is a weird story.
Oh, my God. You just can't make this stuff up. This Superintendent of Equity, this is a position that was created fairly recently by our state schools chief, a guy named Tony Thurman, who, like Newsom, was funded by teachers' unions to the tune of many, many millions of dollars to get an office. And so he hires this Superintendent of Equity, which pays something like $170,000 a year. But it's discovered that this guy who he hired doesn't even live in California. He lives in Philadelphia. He also has another job. He's a life coach. He runs a life coach self-help company. California state law says you're required to actually live in the state if you have a state position like this. So it was illegal for one thing. And then it was discovered, like, people ask, how the heck did this guy, of all people, get this position? Well, turns out he was a groomsman in the wedding of the guy who hired him, our state superintendent of public instruction. So it's just the perfect case study in the corruption and the cronyism that prevails at our Capitol. And we got that guy to resign, and then they found another person who's a quote-unquote equity official who's been working in Texas, where actually California has banned state employees from traveling since Texas supposedly promotes hate. So the hypocrisy as well is just sort of beyond belief.
You know, a lot of folks watching from afar at what's happening in California, and help us understand why the Republicans have such a difficult time trying to gain ground in the state house. I mean, you guys are controlled by a supermajority of Democrats.
Yeah, that's right. It's even more than that now. I mean, it's over three-fourths are Democrats. And so, and it's been a downward spiral, even in the last 5 years since I've been in the legislature. And, you know, there is this desire for change among people in California. You'll even progressives now are starting to say, well, wait a minute, why is it that we have, you know, squalor and poverty and death on our streets in California like no place else in the country? This is not consistent with my progressive values. And if you look at polling around particular issues, housing and homelessness and crime, and the state of public education and everything else, our roads falling apart, highest poverty in the country. People are not happy with the way things are in California, but, you know, the Democrats have set up the system so thoroughly favor them. You know, they're funded massively by these unions, and they pass laws to make the unions even more powerful. And they've, of course, altered voting laws in a way that they view as favorable to them. So it has, you know, fueled this kind of one-way ratchet. But I do think that 2022, I mean, it's going to be a good year for Republicans nationally, and I think it might be a good year for Republicans in California as well.
Well, I sure hope so, and I hope your state party gets their act together, because that's been a big issue, no doubt about that, especially when dealing with the statewide races. But I know there are a lot of good conservative people out there, and, you know, they don't want to leave California. They want to stay and fight. And let's just hope there are more people like you, Kevin, that are willing to stand their ground.
Absolutely. And there are. I see more and more people getting involved everywhere I go in the state. I mean, we have a movement that is growing. And you have people who are saying they've never been involved in politics before. They've never voted for a Republican before, but are getting off the sidelines. They're saying, I have to fight for my kids' future, for our state. And, you know, it's true a lot of people are leaving California in record numbers. We just got the numbers for last year. California had the most people leave of any state in the country. I mean, the California exodus is something very real. But there are, as you say, even more people who have said, no, we're not going to let this happen to our state. We're going to stay and fight. And I think that, you know, we could have a breakthrough this coming year.
All right, Kevin, we're going to leave it there. Good luck to you guys out there in California. Kevin Kiley, an assemblyman there in the great state of California. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the phones. Jason has been holding on for a while. Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC. Now, in the last hour, we played this audio from Candace Owens from the Daily Wire. She is anti-vaccination, period. She is taking President Trump to task for his pro-vaccine position. And she said the reason why, there's nothing nefarious, there's nothing illegal. It's just that President Trump is an old man who doesn't know how to use the internet. He relies on the mainstream media for all of his news and information, and therefore that is why he is pro-vaccine. So I want to go to Jason. He wants to weigh in on this. All right, Jason, what say you?
Okay. Well, I don't completely agree with Candace Owens, but I respect on what she actually said. The biggest reason on why is Trump is extremely gullible. He got gullible with Fauci. Fauci just filled his head with a whole lot of stuff, leaving out all the cuss words that Fauci deserves. But Trump is gullible.
So you think he fell under the spell of the patron saint of Wuhan?
Yeah.
Huh.
I
don't necessarily agree that he is gullible. I think the president thought he was probably in a hard place here, going back to the early days of the pandemic when everybody was listening to Fauci because he was, he's been in the government for, 30, 40 years, and he was the guy that everybody turned to. I think in those early stages, people did not realize that this guy was a complete lunatic.
Well, going back further into history, I know that a photo came out talking about showing Fauci, "You're killing us." Well, he was doing that stuff when the
AIDS epidemic.
AIDS epidemic, exactly. So, and then the person that actually created this testing service that we've been using to check for the virus strain. He himself, oddly passed away, conveniently in a sense, but right before all this happened. But he was fanatically against Fauci because Fauci was not, he's a pencil pusher. He's not the guy that actually is in the room testing everything. And one thing that I do want to mention is I'm an Army veteran. So I did one tour in Iraq, and I came back, and I got hurt out there. And for the last 3 years of my military service, I was trained in the infectious diseases. And all of this is bull.
What do you mean?
Well,
and we've only got about a minute here, so go ahead, jump into it.
So vaccines, placebos, and boosters. What they do to the human body and everybody that actually does any reading is that they actually trick your body into creating the
Jason, let me jump in here because we're so far off the topic here. And again, I want to circle back to this whole issue of whether or not President Trump is off his rocker, which Candace Owens basically said when she suggested he was an old guy and he didn't know where to get his information. That being said, I'm not going to go to Candace Owens for my medical information. I hope you don't go to me for your medical information. Because what do I know? I'm a fairly well-informed person, but I'm not a medical expert. You would want to go to the medical experts to get your advice. And that's a big part of this. I appreciate your call. But ultimately, folks, he was the president of the United States. Clearly, he had information and access to information the rest of us did not have. And it really says something. The amount of hubris it takes to tell a man who was elected president of the United States that you're an old man who you don't know what you're talking about, that's really something. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. our website, toddstearns.com, and folks, lots of good information there. By the way, newsletter coming out in just about 30 minutes or so. So it's a great opportunity for you to sign up and get our newsletter if you haven't already done so. You know, we talk a lot about the secular progressive agenda in Washington, D.C., and it really is the most anti-faith in this country's history. They're going to stop at nothing to advance their agenda. But the good news is, this audience, we can do something about it. We can vote. But did you know that 1 in 3 Christians do not vote consistently? 1 in 3. I want to tell you about a great organization that is supported by my friend Mike Huckabee. And the group is called My Faith Votes. And they are working hard to get Christians out to the polling place on Election Day. We're going to need every single one of us out at the polls for the midterm elections. You can make a difference, folks, with your support. I want to encourage you to make a year-end tax-deductible gift right now by going to myfaithvotes.org/Todd. That's myfaithvotes.org/Todd. And you'll be able to make a year-end tax-deductible contribution and help take back America. We'll be right back, folks.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hope you're doing great wherever you might be on this final week of 2021, heading into 2022 midterm elections. We are going to be going wall-to-wall with our political coverage and talking about the big, big races all over America, because what happens in 2022 will determine what happens in 2024. So Joe Rogan making some headlines. He is the podcaster that's really kind of become the darling of conservatives, and I'm not quite sure why, but he is. And Joe Rogan is saying that if former First Lady Michelle Obama decides to jump into the race, she would beat Donald Trump.
Michelle Obama and Harris. Harris comes back as the vice president. Michelle Obama is the president. We get a double dose of diversity.
They'll win.
Let's go, they'll, champ.
They'll win. And then who's on the Republican side? DeSantis?
Trump and DeSantis. Together. They have to make a super team. It's the only way they win.
Interesting.
That's the only way they win. Super team.
Trump comes out as the president.
Yeah, if Michelle Obama, I really believe, if Michelle Obama runs,
she might
she
win.
Wins.
Yeah.
I think she wins.
She's good.
She's great.
Yeah,
she's intelligent.
Yeah.
She's articulate. She's the wife of the best president that we have had in our lifetime in terms of like a representative of intelligent, articulate people.
Yeah.
She could win.
Now, I just have an educated question for all of you folks out there. Why do you guys listen to this crap? Why do you, I mean, this guy is celebrated as some sort of a neoconservative. Anybody who says that Barack Hussein Obama was the greatest president of our lifetime is a moron. Anybody who says that Michelle Obama would make a great president is a moron. They're not conservative. So why do we keep embracing? Why is it that conservatives are so drawn to this celebrity? It's as if we have to find affirmation every time a Hollywood liberal says something remotely conservative. I just don't understand that. You know, you've got Candace Owens out there trashing the president. And I don't care how you frame it. When you tell somebody that Donald Trump is an old man who doesn't know how to use the internet, that's insulting the president of the United States. And people seem to forget that back in 2017, there was a very different Candace Owens, somebody who was a far leftist who hated the Tea Party and called you people bat crap crazy. And I cleaned that up for you. So I understand that there's something about new and shiny that conservatives go bonkers with. It's like the squirrel going after the nuts. And I just don't get it. I just don't understand it. And I would like for somebody out there to explain the process. I know somebody just called in and said, why are you playing all this Joe Rogan stuff? Because you need to hear this. People are lifting up Joe Rogan as some sort of a conservative voice in America. Let me ask you, does that sound like a conservative voice in America to you? It doesn't sound like any conservative I know. But we've got to get our house in order as conservatives and stop giving our money and stop giving our adoration to people that pretend to be conservatives. And they pretend to be conservatives for one reason, which is to get a paycheck. They are grifters. I mean, if you're going to be a liberal podcaster, be a liberal podcaster. You want to be a moderate podcaster, be a moderate. If you want to be a conservative, be a conservative. But don't pull the wool over people's eyes. That's just not right. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's get right back to the phones here, 844-747-8868. John in Texas, listening to us on our live stream. John, what's on your mind today? What's going on?
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about, I was listening to the show last night and then a little bit today about, you know, obviously the concern a lot of people have about Trump and him talking about the vaccine and the whole Candace Owens issue. I think that the reason why people are frustrated is we're dealing with all these mandates and the threat of mandates and all those sorts of things. And the association is now Trump is pushing the vaccine when everybody's really frustrated that we have it in the first place and dealing with these mandates.
And again, I think, though, John, that for President Trump, and I understand I have grave concerns about the vaccine. But what I appreciate the president standing his ground on is the idea that the government can force you to do something, and I think that's where that argument is getting lost in the fact that, you know, well, Trump is pro vaccine. Well, a lot of conservatives are pro vaccine. I would say that most are not, but that's where the president is staking out his position on that issue.
Yeah, and I think that there's a lot of other really good options. That's one thing I've been frustrated about this whole experience is all we hear is mask and vaccine, when you have a lot of these other therapeutics that are really starting to show some good results, whether it's the quercetin, Z, D, and zinc. I get my blood checked on my vitamin D levels on a pretty frequent basis now. And so I think there could be a lot of education on that issue, that so they're not just constantly thinking about, oh, should I get a booster or should I wear a mask? And that's the only thing we've been hearing for the last year and a half.
You know, John, it's interesting that you say that, because there are, you know, and if you go back, remember that President Trump came under fierce attack when he suggested some of those alternatives to the vaccine, other treatments that were, that the mainstream media and Dr. Fauci did not approve of. So I think, though, the president is trying to remind people that he's the guy that got the vaccines started, for better or for worse. And my question to you is, do you think this is going to hurt him if he wants to run for election in 2024?
I personally think it will. I think that, as I was reading the Proverbs, pride comes before destruction and a arrogant spirit before a fall. I feel that a lot of what drove Trump to get this vaccine is he was told that you can't get this done. I think part of he was really proud that he got it done. But at the same time, that's part of the concern, is that I don't think I would like to take a vaccine that has the same as warp speed as a part of it, you know, coming to life.
John, I think the president was caught between a rock and a hard place, because if he had done nothing, if he had said we're not going to get a vaccine, they would have claimed a million people had died and they would have blamed Trump for every single death. I think he was damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, because I think the whole hydroxychloroquine, the issue that I think was good that he was bringing up, but I wish he would have kept going with that, is that the only reason why the emergency use authorization was granted is because there wasn't any therapeutics that were supposedly working.
Well, I do wonder, and, you know, again, I think you are onto something here. Is this going to impact conservative voters? Will they be willing to give the president another shot at the White House if he continues to push forward on the vaccine? John, appreciate the call. Thank you for that. By the way, Anderson Cooper throwing out this suggestion on Twitter, I'm sorry, on CNN yesterday, talking to Bill Gates, suggesting that maybe they ought to withhold Social Security benefits from any person who refuses to get the vaccine. Then you have Dr. Ezekiel Manuel out there. That's the Godfather's brother, saying, well, maybe we should withhold unemployment benefits. They are hell-bent on you people getting jabbed with that needle. They are hell-bent. And it does make you wonder why, especially when you have a lot of people that are supporting this vaccine, Bill Gates, a chief among them, who are big supporters of depopulating the earth. So lots of questions, and I think they deserve some answers. All right, 844-747-8868 is our number. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A very interesting congressional race happening down in Maxine Waters' backyard. On the line with us is Joe Collins. He is a Navy veteran. He is running for Congress, and we are honored to have him with us today. Joe, hope you're doing good.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
So what's it going to take to beat Maxine Waters, Joe? I just want to get right to it.
I mean, at this point, I don't even know anymore. They've been redistricting California, and I think they took this district back to a D+70 after we went from a D59 to a D24. That means, you know, we did a lot of voter registration. We registered over 50,000 new Republican voters and put a dent in what they would consider a Democrat stronghold. And so I think they're trying to make it so, you know, they keep Maxine Waters in office. So it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of work.
What are you finding boots on the ground? What are you hearing from people in your district?
I think the most things that I'm hearing from people in my district is you were right. Maxine hasn't done anything for us in a very long time. And, you know, we wish we would have gave you our vote.
We had a Kevin Kiley on the show just a couple of moments ago, a state assemblyman. He ran for governor in the Republican primary. We asked him this question. I want to ask you the same question. What is it going to take to convince people in California to vote for a Republican?
I think that to convince people in California to vote Republican, I think the Republican Party got to get out of their own way. People have this thing to where, you know, they say if you're a Republican, you have to believe this or you have to believe that. If not, you can't be a part of our party. A lot of times we find ourselves excluding people from the Republican Party because they do not hold the same ideologies or beliefs that we believe in. There are a lot of people who live in impoverished neighborhoods who believe in, you know, social welfare, social programs and social issues. And I think that these are some of the things that Republicans have to fight for, regardless if they believe in it or not, because, you know, you're representing people. You're not representing yourself for the people. And that's one thing that we as Republicans have to do.
But at the same time, you know, Republicans do have to stand for fiscal responsibility. And I think they do have to stand for this idea that we cannot be a welfare state. We can't afford that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I don't mean social issues or social welfare by, you know, not having any type of fiscal responsibility. I mean, you know, talking about issues that actually matter to people, like how can we improve education? How can we get jobs back in the communities? How can we start engaging communities to talk about ways to rebuild that relationship between the law enforcement and the communities? Those type of social issues are the issues that matter to people. I mean, you can't talk to anybody about the economy if they can't even afford to pay their bills. And that's one of the problems that we have here in California.
No, I get that, but it's beyond me at this point with all of the economic issues facing California, why people continue to give Democrats control of the state. It's just overwhelming to me.
Yeah, well, we know in this last election, those mail-in ballots had a lot to do with these elections. I know because we still have an election integrity lawsuit in the court today. We actually filed our appeal, 2 weeks ago, so it can be heard in a court of appeals in a federal court, our case. So those mail-in ballots are a real piece of work.
By the way, I love how you called out Maxine Waters. You know, a lot of folks may not realize this, but Maxine Waters lives in a multi-million-dollar mansion outside of her congressional district.
Yeah, her house is really nice. It's a beautiful piece of property. I mean, it's extremely beautiful. I think one of the biggest reasons why we did that is because we had to show people who live in a community that Maxine Waters is living really, really nice, but she perpetrates poverty, perpetrates hatred, she perpetrates racism in America on a regular basis and does absolutely nothing about it. And she lives really nice, but here we are, a community is living extremely poor.
And she's living high on the taxpayer hog.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's been doing that for a while now.
Unbelievable. Well, Joe, we wish you the very best of luck out there on the campaign trail, and let's see if maybe we can't have an upset. It would be great to send Maxine Waters packing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll keep working at it, and we'll get into Congress.
All right. Joe Collins, ladies and gentlemen, running for Congress down in California's 43rd Congressional District, going toe-to-toe against Maxine Waters, who lives in a deluxe mansion, not even in the Congressional District. Unbelievable. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
I gotta stop watching this video. It's causing my blood pressure to go up. This video on ToddStarnes.com of this family, a little 5-year-old boy, and they're sitting there ordering a pizza. Kid, you know, a New Yorker wanting to get a slice, probably the cheese pizza, maybe a little pepperoni. And the poor kid is minding his own business, a little 5-year-old kid. All of these police officers, the NYPD, they bum rush the family, and they're demanding to see the family's vaccine papers. The little boy breaks out in tears. I mean, what kind of evil is that? You got people that are getting shot dead in the streets. You got women getting raped in Central Park. You got Asian Americans getting brutalized, victims of hate crimes. You got Lord knows what going on down in the subway system. But the most pressing criminal matter in New York City is whether or not a 5-year-old kid brought his vaccine papers to the local pizza joint. I call it like I see it here, folks. And that kind of behavior, that's Gestapo police. That's what I see. You know, we support law enforcement on this program, but we don't support that crap. We do not. That's offensive. It stinks. And shame on the NYPD. Guarantee you, there are people out in our audience that have given money. They've donated money to the NYPD and their causes. And this is the thanks they get? And it's not just this kid, this video from Burger King. Shame on Burger King, the home of the Whopper, calling the cops on a bunch of people that are in line to get, I don't know, a double Whopper or maybe one of their chicken nuggets, I don't know. But they're hungry. They want to have it their way. So they went to Burger King. And so what does the cashier say? Well, you got to show me your papers, your vaccine papers. Well, they didn't have any vaccine papers, so they called the cops on the people. It's just overwhelming to me that we live in a country where that would happen. That is the norm. We had a guy call in a couple of weeks ago. I believe he was from here in Memphis, Tennessee, and works for one of the sports organizations. They were up there in New York City. He said, Todd, the place has gone to pot. It's like you can't go anywhere. You got to have your papers. You got to wear your mask. It's like you've got government agents, goons, just staring at you, spying on you. I mean, is that what you people in New York City want? I mean, is that really the way of life? That's your quality of life in New York City now? There's no way. I am so glad that I moved out of that third world hellhole. A once beautiful, vibrant city. I've seen some pictures of what Times Square looks like now. It's a ghost town. It's an actual ghost town. Didn't have to be that way. But the people of New York City, much like the people of California, they have decided that they don't want to be a free people. They're willing to surrender their civil liberties, their constitutional rights. They're willing to do that. By the way, have you seen this video of the airline flight? Was it Delta flight? And some crazy Karen woman went after this elderly man. He's like an 80-year-old guy. The guy was sitting there minding his own business, eating his meal on the Delta flight, and the woman goes bat crap crazy on the guy. Starts screaming at the guy to put on his mask. She, by the way, she's not even wearing a mask. So she started, like, attacking this guy. She attacked other passengers, a couple of flight attendants. And they're telling her, you got to put your mask on, got to put your mask on. And so they ended up arresting the woman, and she's facing criminal charges. Got to give credit to the old guy. He wasn't taking crap from that Karen. So now it turns out we know who the woman is, and she's like a famous person. I have no idea who this woman is. Patricia Cornwall, she is a, you got to love how they frame this, Grace Baker. They call her a Raiders cheerleader. She was a cheerleader for the Oakland Raiders and a former actress.
Sounds more like a wine leader.
So I was curious, what does that mean? A former actress of stage or screen, perhaps? It turns out she's a porno star.
I was going to say, of the night, perhaps.
Yeah, she's a sidewalk Sally of the screen.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She appeared in Playboy videos in the 1990s. She's 51 years old.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, might want to put the clothes on, ma'am. Nobody wants to see that. Unbelievable. So apparently, did you see? We've got the video of the fight on the website. She was going at it with this guy.
Cat fight.
Oh, yeah. But he was throwing it right back at her. I'm like, wow, sir, way to go. But anyway, the man was assaulted. He told the FBI Cornwall was returning from the bathroom in the rear of the plane when she came to a spot where the beverage cart was blocking the aisle. Well, I always hate that. It's terrible. But that doesn't happen up in the front of the line. I always fly first class.
Well, aren't you fancy?
Yes, I am.
First, the fancy movie theater, now this.
Because there is, I have a greater shot, Grace, of not having something like that happen in first class.
I get it.
It is well worth it.
Hey, more power to you.
That, and don't tell anybody. But the flight attendants, they don't care what you do with the mask in first class.
I'm sure they don't.
They really don't.
No.
They really, it's great. You can hear in the back, put your mask on, put your mask on.
And up front, and you're like,
I'm sunning myself, you know. It's you got that little, you know, the tinfoil aluminum, you know, and you're getting the suntan. You know, it's very nice.
I'm just saying. Catching those sky-high waves.
Seriously, that's why I fly, because you get to avoid all the drama.
And yeah, all the drama does not happen in first class.
Except for that one time.
One out of like a lot.
Remember, I was on the episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, gosh.
Who's that? Is it Nene, Nene?
I don't know. I don't watch all that.
Anyway, it was me and a bunch. So they actually said, do you mind being filmed? And I'm like, heck no. I was the only white guy in first class. So
wait, you were actually on the show?
Yes, I was on the show. They did a video. It was part of the Real Housewives.
That might be the biggest accomplishment of your career.
I had to ask the flight attendant. I actually got up, went into the galley, and I said, I am sorry, but I need to know, who are these people? Because everybody was talking to the flight attendants. They're like, you don't know? That's like Nene or whoever. It was like the whole cast.
Oh, my gosh. And come on, Todd, get with the times.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I need to get more culturally relevant. Anyway, got to take a break here for 24 hours. Hey, we're doing the show again tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget ToddStarnes.com. Sign up for Rumble. Have a great one, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.